Igor Stravinsky is nearly everyone's favorite 20th century composer. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says the 20th century wouldn't be the same if it weren't for Stravinsky. Several classic recordings of Stravinsky conducting his own music have been reissued, and Lloyd has a review.
Stravinsky, like Picasso, is one of the artists who defines the 20th century. He made incisive, shifting rhythms and unexpected harmonies a central part of a new musical vocabulary. He preached detachment and hated sentimentality and moralizing. His delicious polytonalities still make some conservatives nervous. Yet his scores are vibrantly colorful and unforgettably tuneful. Mozart may be the only composer who gives me more sheer sensuous pleasure, and along with Mozart, Stravinsky is the composer I most enjoy returning to. Stravinsky himself conducting the witty, ceremonial opening of Pulcinella from a recording he made with the Cleveland Orchestra 45 years ago. The extensive Stravinsky discography on Columbia Records is one of the most important documents in the history of recorded sound. Yet most of his mono recordings from the 1940s and 50s with the New York Philharmonic, then called the Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra, and the Cleveland Orchestra have been out of print for decades. Now Sony's Spectacular Masterworks Heritage Series has issued a 2-CD set called Stravinsky Conducts Stravinsky, The Mono Years, which includes some of Stravinsky's best performances. One disc includes the contents of my own most cherished Stravinsky LP, the scintillating Octet for Winds, with the New York Phil's Julius Baker on flute and some amazing trombone playing, and the brilliantly sinister suite from The Soldier's Tale. The British label Pearl has issued other Stravinsky recordings with the New York Philharmonic. A devastating Rite of Spring, Stravinsky's own oddly abbreviated suites from Petrushka and the Firebird, and the post-war Symphony in Three Movements, recorded right after its world premiere. In 1907, the brief pastoral was a wordless piece for soprano. Stravinsky transcribed it half a century later for small chamber group. The players here include the century's greatest violinist, Joseph Sigetti, and a talented young oboist named Mitchell Miller, who achieved greater fame when he invited audiences to sing along with another kind of music. These two sets of Stravinsky conducting Stravinsky are among the greatest recordings ever made of 20th century music. I hope their release means his other legendary recordings from this period will once again see the light of day, maybe even before the 20th century is over.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Stravinsky Conducts Stravinsky, the mono years on Sony, and Stravinsky Conducts Stravinsky, the American recordings on Pearl.